Pleasure to be back with you again this morning. I've had a subject and a thoughts on my mind for quite some time now, and just seems like I can't preach it out. Maybe I need to buckle down and listen to what I'm trying to be preaching, right? Well, hopefully it's edifying to one of us and all of us here this morning. If the Lord be my helper this morning, and like Dad said, please be in prayer for not only me, but for him as well as we come to stand before you. We need the prayers. That's one thing that the church needs to be doing, is praying that the Lord will bless the minister, whoever he is, to bring forth a message that is needful for this congregation. That's the wonderful thing about having a pastor, someone who is there each and every time, who is praying on your behalf, on trying to ask the Lord for the wisdom and guidance to lead his congregation. And we use that term, his, loosely, right?
Yeah.
Very loosely. It's not our church. It's his. And that's the way, if we keep that in mind, it'll help us each and every time. But this morning, the subject that's on my mind is stand. To stand. Sometimes we won't have to take a stance. Sometimes we'll have to stand for something that's right, because we never know what's going to happen. In Ephesians chapter 6, we have the armor of God, but I don't want to deal too much with the armor. But it says in verse 13, it says, wherefore take, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 15, verse 13, excuse me. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Verse 14 says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about you with truth, and the breastplate of righteousness. He goes on and talks about the feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take that shield of faith, helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit. Like I said, this morning, it's not my desire to go and try to preach on this armor, but this is things that we need to help us to stand. And I had this little acronym that I came up with, and I can't really take complete credit for it. I may have read it somewhere, but anyway, STAND. I like acronyms. They kind of help me to understand something, help me learn. STAND, S-T-A-N-D, S. For study. T for trust. A for add. N for know. And D for defend. The S for study. Study. What do we need to be studying? As God's people, what do we need to be studying? Well, obviously, we need to be studying the truth. Studying God's Word. Are we satisfied that God's Word... I mean, that's the thing about it, is if you're not satisfied with the Word of God, you're not going to be satisfied with anything. We need to be studying His truth. And in Timothy, 2 Timothy 2:15, Paul writes to Timothy and says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And I think I've said it here before, and I'll probably say it until I die. Starts with studying, ends with truth. Study, truth. But it says, study to show thyself approved unto God. We need to be focusing on His Word. We need to be reading, not just so we can read it, so we can check a box off, say, well, I read my scripture for today, good for me. No, we need to be taking it in. We need to be availing ourselves to His Word and studying it and trying to find out what we can. If we don't understand something, go and talk to somebody. Go and talk to your pastor. Go and talk to somebody that's in the church that you know. But make sure that they're studying truth as well. Study truth. And we're going to stand. We're going to have to stand on truth. You can't stand on a lie for very long. You're going to have to keep propping it up. A lie will not stand, right?
Amen.
But truth will. Truth will stand. Truth will stand up to scrutiny. Truth will stand up to persecution. Lies will not. People that are not completely and utterly for a cause, when the heat turns up, they'll fall away. Pray that that is not us. We need the Lord to help us so we can be able to stand in the evil day. And when is the evil day? Well, the evil day could be today. It could be tomorrow. We never know. Because all the days living on this world can be an evil day. So we need the Lord helping us to stand. So one of the things we can do is study His Word. Know His Word. Read His Word. Over in Psalm 1, the second verse says, talking about that blessed man, his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in the law doth he meditate day and night. Meditate upon it. That's the thing about studying something. When you were in school and you studied something, you thought about it, right? You didn't just read something and didn't think about it. No, you thought about it. You tried to digest it a little bit. So we need to be studying His Word, reading, availing ourselves to it. And not only availing ourselves to it, but trying to keep it fresh in our mind. That's the thing about that daily bread that we're asking for. Lord, bless us this day with our daily bread. This is what we need to be feasting on each and every day. Amen. And bring it up often. Meditate day and night. Aren't you thankful that the Lord has blessed us with His Word? And we can hold to, this is the true Word of God. You can go to 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's an inspired Word of God. Psalm 12, words of the Lord are pure words. You can go into Peter where he talks about, and the holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. This is the inspired, inerrant Word of God. And I'm thankful that it's in our language. Amen. You can see the providential hand of God moving in bringing His Word into our language. I'm thankful for that. There's no telling how much of an influence the King James Bible has been to this nation. There's no telling the depth of how many people cut their teeth on reading, did it on the King James Bible. You can't tell me that some of these other versions are whatever any better. I don't see how the hand of the Lord was moving into those versions. But I see the hand of the Lord in a matter bringing His Word into our language. He promised to preserve it. That's one of the best ways to preserve it, is to, the language of the day and during that time predominantly was English. English was at its peak. So we need to be studying His Word. That's going to help us to stand, is studying and following His Word. Well, the second one was trust. Trust. If we're going to be studying His Word, we're going to have some trust, right? We have to trust that this is the right Word of God. We've got to trust that He knows what He's talking about. Do you trust the Lord? Do you believe God, right? You remember that question? Not just have a belief in God, but do you believe Him when He says in His Word He'll do what He does? Do you believe it? Do you trust in Him? Do you have faith in Him? You know, when the Lord has touched and tendered our heart, we're quickened together with Him. Brothers and sisters, that free gift we have is faith. That's something we have to use, to utilize. But it's just like any tool. You can leave it in the drawer and never use it. We need to strengthen our trust in the Lord. Proverbs 3, just real quick. I don't want to take up too much time, so we're just going to try to be doing pretty quick about this. But Proverbs 3, verse 5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding." Boy, isn't that necessary? Lean not to our own understanding. Right. We need the Lord's guidance. We need the Lord to show us the right way to go. Psalm 119, 105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." I tell you, the past several years, that has become my favorite verse. All the Word of God is profitable. All of it is good. But you know, sometimes you just have one of those favorites. And it's just really become a real favorite of mine. Because His Word is that light under my path. Shows me where I am. Good or bad, shows me where I am. But it shows me the direction I need to go. It kind of goes along with studying His Word, right? but trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on thy own understanding. And then Isaiah 26. Isaiah 26, verse 3. That should be a very, very familiar one, right?
Yes.
Isaiah 26, verse 3 says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. And then verse 4 says, trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. If you're going to be putting your trust in something, why not put something in the Lord Jehovah, this everlasting strength?
Amen.
I don't have everlasting strength. I don't. You know, you can work out, and you can exercise, and you can get strong, and you can get, you know, you can get built, but your endurance will fade. Your strength will fade. But trust in the Lord. And Lord Jehovah's everlasting strength. And brothers and sisters, if you're going to stand against something, you're going to need some strength. And the everlasting strength of the Lord is the best place to stand. So we have study and trust. Study His Word. Trusting in Him. Putting our faith in Him. Putting our trust in Him. It's needful for us to do that. It's needful for us to go through those exercising of trusting the Lord. You know, we buy a ticket and we get on board an airplane. Don't know the pilot. Don't know the co-pilot. You don't know the engineers that worked on that thing. You don't know them. You don't know everything personal about them. I mean, you hope and pray that, you know, they passed with all the tests that they were supposed to do, or else they wouldn't have that job. But you get on there and you fly. Oh, that's a lot of trust. But yet, when it comes to our life, oh, I can't trust the Lord. All-knowing, all-loving. Lord cares for you, cares for me, has been there for me in my troubles and times of trouble. Wish I could talk sometimes. But trust in the Lord. But studying His Word, following His statutes, reading His commandments, communing with Him each and every day, and meditating upon His Word. The more closely we are to His Word, the closer we are to Him, the more I'm going to remember to trust in Him. The next one is add. Add. A-D-D. What are we adding? Well, if we go to Peter, excuse me, I am using notes. So, Peter, 2 Peter 1. You know, some folks don't like notes, but I don't know how to do without notes. 2 Peter chapter 1. Chapter 1, verse 1 says, Simon Peter, servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Through the knowledge, all right? Studying, trusting, right? Verse 3, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertaineth unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in this world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. And then he says, virtue to knowledge, knowledge temperance, and temperance patience, and patience godliness, and godliness brotherly kindness charity. Verse 8 says, for if these things be in you and abound. Talking about adding, right? If you're going to be adding something, you need to be gaining, right? If these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Add to your faith. We don't have the time to go through every single one of those. There's like a month's worth of preaching in just each one of those aspects of virtue, knowledge, and all those that are, you can be adding to your faith. And you'll learn more about those and how to add them to your faith if you go back to the first one, right? And study. You know, you hope and pray that the pastor or the minister that's going to be preaching the gospel has been doing his due diligence and studying. You know, that's the thing we're supposed to be doing, studying, right? But it's good for all of us to study his word. You know, the minister may have like, what, maybe an hour a week at best? That's the thing about our children. We need to be teaching them at home and instructing them on these things, the wonderful truths. Show them how they can stand. Because like I said, the minister may have maybe an hour a week, maybe two. They're with us a lot more than that. So we need to be reading. We need to be getting ready and helping ourselves so we can instruct others. And that's one thing we can do is add. Adding to our faith. Adding to the knowledge. Add to your zeal. Add things to help you to stand. Next one, I'm going to hasten on now. Next one, N for no. Sometimes in this life, you're just going to have to say no. Plain and simple. You know, I remember in school, a lot of times they had the DARE program. Just say no. Just say no to drugs. Yeah. Say no to those. And sometimes you have to just say no to a lot of things. A lot of bad characters, a lot of bad speech, a lot of bad stuff that you're watching, or things that go contrary to the Word of God. Or maybe somebody's trying to get you to do something that is contrary to the Word of God. If it goes against, thus saith the Lord, just say no. Oh, but I don't want to be singled out. That's tough. I know. I've been there. I didn't want to be singled out. I didn't want to bring any attention on me. But the more we're studying God's word, the more we're trusting in the Lord Jehovah with all strength and adding to our faith. It's one of the things, the virtue, having that courage, right? The more we're doing that, the more able we are to say no, even if we are by ourselves. But remember, we're not really by ourselves, right? We're not really alone. Sometimes if we'll have to stand up and say no, who's going to be there with us? The Lord. And the Lord Jehovah's everlasting strength. The one who knows all, the one who sees all. He's our real reward. He's the one that's got our back. That's the wonderful thing about that. All the armor of God, it seems like it's just all for the front. Well, what about the back? Brothers and sisters, he's given us armor for the front because we're supposed to be facing and standing against the battle, right? He's got our back. The time that we're going to get caught in the back is when we're turned away from it, fleeing from it. Stand. So sometimes we're just going to have to say no. You know, those three Hebrew children, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you know, they took a stand. There was a decree that, you know, when the music was played, you know, everybody, when the whole kingdom was supposed to bow down and worship this golden image of Nebuchadnezzar. I like to think, you know, sometimes how he'd probably be sitting up somewhere and could see over this just sea of people. And all the music and all these people just start bowing, but there's three little humps right there. I don't know if that's how it was or whatever, but it was very evident. Everybody else was bowing, but these three were not. They said no. Now, yes, they were bound and they were thrown into a fiery furnace. And that furnace was hot. It was hot enough that the people that threw them in there perished. But like I said, even if you're by yourself, you're not really alone. Remember, old King Nebuchadnezzar said, didn't we throw three in there? But lo, I see four. And a fourth is like the Son of God. The Lord was with them. Sometimes we just have to say no and trust that the Lord will deliver us. One way or the other. Amen. You remember Stephen? That brother, his faithful defense of the faith. And they took him, gnashed upon him with teeth, drug him out, and stoned him. But do you remember? He said he looked up in heaven and he saw Jesus standing at the right hand of God.
That's right.
Not seated, not sitting down. He was standing at the right hand of God. That brother said no. And the Lord delivered him. That's a different deliverance than the three Hebrew children. So, brother and sister, there's still a deliverance. I like to think how it says, Stephen, you know, the stones were being hurled at him. And these aren't the little pebbles. They're big stones. But it says that he knelt down and fell asleep. I like to think of that and just, I don't know if he felt all the blows or maybe he just stopped feeling them. But the Lord blessed him to go to sleep. The Lord took him home. We need to trust in the Lord. Stand up for what's right. And sometimes we're just going to have to say no. And remember, if we're standing up for what the Lord has told us to do, if we're standing for the truth, the Lord will be with us one way or another. And that brings us back to the last one, is defend. In that defense. Sometimes you're standing up and saying, no, we're going to have to be defending. You know, we have that song in our book, I'm not ashamed to own my Lord, nor to defend His cause. Brothers and sisters, if we're not studying the Word, if we're not trusting in the Lord Almighty, if we're not adding to our faith and willing to stand up and say no, we are not willing to stand up and defend His cause. We're going to fade away when the heat comes. That's like Stephen. Stood up. Those three Hebrew children, they stood up. You know, sometimes we'll have to be the only one to stand up and say no and to say, this is not going to happen. We're not going to do this. You may give somebody some courage. Somebody may see you do that and them being strengthened and emboldened in the Lord and want to do the same thing. Then you might find out, well, I'm not the only one. There's somebody else who wants to be like that. Right. To defend. Now, the Lord Himself has everlasting strength. He does not need me to defend anything of His. Right? He doesn't need us to do that. He's in need of nothing, right? But it's for our benefit. Like Stephen, when he stood up for the Lord, I like to think about the Lord was standing up for him. In our defense, are you able to defend your faith? Are you able to defend what you believe? You know, Peter would say, be ready to give an answer. Now, that could be somebody that's questioning, you know, wanting to know more about the Lord, but it could also be somebody who's just like, do you really believe that? Can you defend what you believe? Too often times you ask somebody, well, what do they believe? And well, I believe what my church believes. Well, okay, well, what does your church believe? Well, they believe what I believe. They don't even really know. But brothers and sisters, if we're taking a stand and we're studying, trusting, adding, willing to stand up and say no and defend, brothers and sisters, that's going to help us to stand.
Amen.
Stand and defend what we believe.
Amen.
What the true Word of God says. And brothers and sisters, I hope and pray that when that day comes, we're able to stand in the power of the Lord. Not in my strength. I can't do it alone. But to be able to stand against the evil days, I have to have the strength of the Lord. So helping us to stand, we need to study, trust, add, say no, and defend. May the Lord be with you.